What do you call it when a person cuts diagonally across a field instead of going around the sides to get to a point? Say he wanted to go here and he was right here, and instead of going around here to get to there, he goes straight across. Would you say he went what across the field? Okay. What do you call it when somebody or something just goes every which way? You know, you might say that this car skidded on the ice and went what across the highway?
Slipped up across the highway.
Okay. Now, what do you call evil spirits, you know, that are believed to come out at midnight and then they vanish at daybreak?
They call them haints.
Okay. A lot of people don't want to give me a name for that. They're afraid I'll think they're superstitious or something.
Ain't nothing like that, though.
Well, I tell you, the more I go to college, the more I'm beginning to believe there are things like that. What do you call an old dilapidated house that these evil spirits, you know, these hands might live in? You'd say that's an
old time house.
All right.
Old slavery time house.
Would you ever call it a haunted house or anything like that?
A haunted house.
Okay. Now, what do you call some object that brings bad luck? It seems to bring bad luck with it when it does come. Would you have any name for that kind of object? You know, you'd call it a...
Let's say
one day you were having very good luck, you know, and it went on like that for 2 or 3 weeks, and then suddenly you picked up some little object, say a keychain or something, and put it in your pocket, and the minute after you picked up that thing, your luck started going bad. And
it had just, bad luck.
All right. Now, what would you call that object if you believed that it might have brought you the bad luck? You'd say it's a...
I ain't never know nothing to bring a bad luck like that.
Okay. Did you ever hear it called anything like that, a jinx or voodoo or voodoo?
Does it have the jinx on
it? Yeah. Okay. What do you call a person? Not an object, but a person who seems to bring bad luck with him every place he goes.
Bad luck person, huh?
Did you ever hear him called a Jonah or a Jonas or a voodoo?
I don't know.
Okay.
About
all right. If you don't know it, I'm happy that you tell me that you don't.
Because I don't know nothing.
Okay.
About it. I never did it in my life.
All right. What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Some people call them bastards.
All right. Did you ever hear them call anything else besides that?
I know what he called it in the Bible, a child born out of wedlock.
Okay. What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial, where they embalm him and everything?
Cemetery.
No, this is where they embalm him.
Oh, to undertake him.
All right. And the place where the dead are buried would be the...
cemetery.
Okay. Now, what do you call that box or case that a corpse is put into for burial? They carry him into the church in this thing.
Coffin.
Okay. Now, what do you call a small, fast-flowing stream of water that comes down off a mountain? You know, it flows pretty rapidly. It comes down off a mountain. And
the water running down off the mountain in a hole. I can't think of that.
Well, did you ever hear it called a stream or a brook?
A brook.
Okay.
A brook.
What do you call a larger stream of water? It's much larger than a brook that flows through level country.
A river.
Okay. What do you call this flat, grassy country that's down around the sea coast or out in Oklahoma?